Msingi, is this your tablet on the table?
No, it is not mine. It belongs to teacher Wakesho. It is his.
I thought it was yours. I will talk to teacher Wakesho.
That is fine, Pendo. The tablet belongs to him. What did you want to do with the tablet?
I wanted to learn. I was told it has learning content which is fun to use.
I will also want to learn. Can I join you?
Yes, you can. Teacher Wakesho, can I use your tablet? I want to learn.
Yes, Pendo. You can have the tablet to learn and make sure you return it after finishing.
Thank you, Teacher Wakesho. I'll return it before I go home. At home, I have a computer that belongs to me. I will also use it to learn.
We also have computers at home. Ours is shared. Do you mean the computer only belongs to you?
Yes, Msingi. It is hers. In this conversation, we have learned the possessive case of using mine, yours, ours, hers, and his. These words in those sentences above show the possessive case, which means being or belonging to. Pendo is using a tablet to learn, which she borrowed from teacher Wakesho. Both Msingi and Pendo have a computer at home. While at home, they use the computer to learn. Our school has bought tablets for children to use to learn.